Hello, and welcome to Ms. Tucker's Earth Science Podcast. Today, we are going to talk about quick ways to differentiate the eight planets in our solar system. Since the Sun is the center of our solar system, we will begin with the inner planets closest to the Sun. Planet number one is Mercury. It is very small and hot, at almost 800 degrees Fahrenheit. This is the smallest planet, and it has no moons, but its year is only 88 days long. Number two is Venus. Considered Earth's sister planet, it is a similar size, but it has no moons, and it is covered in poisonous clouds of sulfuric acid. It's also the only inner planet to turn clockwise. Moving away from the Sun, we find Earth at number three. We have one moon in 365 days in our year. Earth is the only planet with oxygen in our atmosphere that promotes and sustains life on our planet. At number four is the red planet Mars. It's half the size of Earth, but it has the largest volcano in our solar system called Olympus Mons. At number five is the largest planet, Jupiter. This giant is the first outer planet with a never-ending storm that is called the Great Red Spot. It also has 63 moons, two of which are even bigger than the planet Mercury. Next comes Saturn at number six, with its beautiful rings made of dust, rock, and ice. Saturn has at least 60 moons, one of which, called Titan, scientists believe has an atmosphere that is similar to ancient Earth before life appeared. Uranus is the seventh planet from the Sun. It's a simple planet that looks blue because of the methane in its atmosphere. It has 27 moons, including one named Miranda that was destroyed in a collision and actually came back together. Finally, we have Neptune. The eighth planet is considered a twin of Uranus, but it only has 13 moons. It does have the strongest winds in our solar system. That's our eight planets, and if you need help remembering the order, just repeat the mnemonic. My very excellent mother just served us noodles. Thanks, and have a great science day.